JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
It's Police Week, and on today's program, we highlight activities to mark the observance in St. Thomas. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for your company. Stay tuned. For this week, the St. Thomas Police Division will be hosting a number of activities in observation of Police Week from November 23 to 29. They will be observing the week under the theme Restoring Community Confidence Through Sustained Partnership. The week kicked off November 24 with lectures at select schools in the parish. These lectures focused on leadership and targeted student leaders in the various schools. On November 25, the division will have an open house where residents in the parish can visit the 9 stations to interact with police officers. Students are also expected to participate in field trips to the stations where they'll be addressed on matters of safety. Territorial Commander for St. Thomas in charge of Community Safety and Security, St. George Jackson, says on Wednesday, November 26, police officers will be taking to the streets, going into communities, to reason with residents on issues of community safety.
On Thursday, we'll be having an interaction in the Yellow Square. It's Police Partnership Day, and we'll be taking in our partners such as the SCC, the JCDC, CDC, GDA, those persons who have social responsibility to the communities, and we'll be having an interaction with the community in the Yellow Square for about 2.5 hours.
Then on Friday, as part of their Eastern Impact, they will join forces with fellow police officers, police youth clubs, and neighborhood watch groups for a career exhibition and a major concert at the Neville Antonio Park in Port Antonio, Portland. Activities start at 10 a.m.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission will be closed Thursday, November 27 and Friday, November 28 to facilitate removal to our new location. We reopen for business Monday, December 1 at 78C Hagley Park Road, Kingston 10 at the corner of Keesing Avenue just below the domes. Vehicular entrance on Keesing Avenue. Our contact details remain the same until further notice. 960-7279 or 960-7280. To get more information, go to bglc.gov.jm or send an email to info@bglc.gov.jm.
Vision 2030 seeks to ensure that our children's children can continue to enjoy the unique environment and cultural treasures of our island home. As part of its 30th anniversary celebrations, the Creative Production and Training Center CPTC presents Creation 2, an exhibition of fine Jamaican art, November 25 to 29. Viewing days are Tuesday to Friday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wycliffe Bennett Television Studio. Listen out for our feature arts page later in the week for a recap and more on the exhibition. Now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
Growing up, I can remember us making some toys. This one in particular is called the Vivo. The Vivo is made from the pear seed. What you would do is cut the pear seed in half and then cut a circle out of one side of the pear seed. Out of that circle, cut another circle in the middle. After that was done, you would get the coconut bow and then you would bore an X or make an X in the circle. And then to that X in the circle, you'll get two pieces of string and tie it to it and place on either side. Then place it on both of your pointing fingers. Then you would spin it towards you. After you pull on either side, and when you did that, it would go in and out, and it makes the sound like Viva, Viva. Everett Kong and from Riversdale.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. All you have to do is send us an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm, include your name and contact number, or you may also give us a call at 926-3590-4. That's it for today's journey. Join us again on this station on weekdays for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.